This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. One of the most important days of Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, is being observed today. Calendar Determination Committee says 37 minutes past 11 a.m. is auspicious to offer Tika this year. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says criticisms from opposition parties should be taken seriously to make government function more result-oriented. Nepal lose yet another match to the USA in the ongoing ICC World Cup League 2, and Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vows response to attacks on Iran and its allies. Now, the news in detail. One of the most important days of the Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, is being observed today. Sisters throughout the country offer tika to their brothers, wishing them happiness, long life, prosperity on the occasion. According to the chairman of the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Sri Krishna Adhikari, the auspicious hour for offering tika this year is 37 minutes past 11 a.m. It, however, can be held until sunset. On this day, brothers are seated at a special anointed place around which a trail of mustard oil is drawn. The sisters then offer the brothers tika and garlands of dubo and makamali. After placing colorful tika on the forehead of their brothers, sisters offer them a treat consisting of varieties of sweets, walnuts and spices. Brothers also offer their sisters tika in return, wishing them happiness and good luck, and give them presents. The occasion commemorates a legendary event in which a sister has won a boon from Yama, the deity of death, that her brother would not die until the mustard oil dried up and the garland of dubo and makamali faded. The Bhai Tika tradition is so strong in Nepali society that even those who have no brothers or sisters of their own receive tika from others whom they regard as brothers and sisters. Today itself, people throng the Bal Gopaleswar temple to receive tika and pay homage to Lord Bal Gopaleswar on the occasion of Bhai Tika festival. The temple, located in the middle of Rani Pokhari Pond in the city centre, is open to four devotees only on the day of Bhai Tika, the last day of the five-day-long Tihar festival. Sisters who do not have brothers and brothers who do not have sisters visit the Bal Gopaleswar temple to receive tika and pay homage. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has underlined that Nepal Bhasa, civilization and culture have extraordinary contributions to boost the pride of the nation. At a program organized by Nepal Sambat 1145 Men Celebration Committee at Basantapur yesterday, on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1145, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the originality of the Newa culture, art, sculpture, painting, dance and songs which have contributed to the identity of the nation. At a different event, Prime Minister Oli said the government would forward the process to include Nepal Bhasa in the school-level curriculum. After garlanding the statue of the founder of Nepal Sambat and national luminary, Sankhadhar Sakwa at Sankhadhar Chok Madhepur Thimi yesterday, Prime Minister Oli underlined that he personally and from the position of the Prime Minister was ready to protect language, culture and civilization. The Prime Minister shared that different initiatives were underway from the government level to protect Nepal Bhasa, stating that Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, Nepal Television and Radio Nepal have started disseminating and broadcasting news in Nepal Bhasa in this connection. Similarly, on the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey mentioned that Sankhadhar Sakwa had sown the identity of patriotism and nationalism even at that time. Likewise, speaking at an event organized to mark the Nepal Sambat 1145 New Year at Mangal Bazar Patan yesterday morning, Prime Minister Oli said that the Nepal Sambat is the calendar born out of Nepali soil. The Nepal Sambat or calendar year was initiated by Sankhadhar Sakwa by relieving the debt of people during the rule of King Raghav Dev in 880 AD in Lichavi era. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said the present government under the leadership of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was working effectively. At a program organized by the Nepali Congress District Working Committee, Bhaktapur, to exchange festival greetings, Leader Deoba commented that the government's performance in the last 100 days was positive. Doba suggested that criticism from the opposition should be taken seriously to make the government function more result-oriented. Now, a sports news update. Nepal lost to the USA by 37 runs in the match held under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 in Dallas, US earlier today. In the match held at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Texas, Dallas, Nepal won the toss and decided to field first. USA scored 281 runs in the full quota of 50 overs at the loss of 8 wickets. In reply, Nepal could muster only 244 runs after losing all wickets in 49.5 overs. In the series also involving Scotland, Nepal has so far registered 2 losses and a win. In the first match against the host USA, Nepal lost by 3 wickets but came back to defeat Scotland by 5 wickets in the second match. With the loss today, Nepal continues to languish in the 7th position in the points table of League 2 with only 5 points from 11 matches so far. The USA leads the points table with 16 points in 12 matches. Scotland is in the 3rd position with 13 points in 10 matches so far. Nepal will face Scotland in the same venue on Monday morning local time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed on Saturday to retaliate against attacks by Israel and its ally, the United States, targeting Tehran and its groups and groups it supports in the region. He was referring to the alliance of Tehran-backed armed groups that include Yemen's Houthi rebels, Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, and the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Regional tensions have soared since the outbreak in October last year of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, drawing in those Iran-aligned groups and others from Iraq and Syria. Khamenei said Iran was certainly doing everything that should be done to prepare the Iranian nation, whether in terms of military, in terms of weapons, or in terms of political work, without elaborating. Meanwhile, the United States announced on Friday that deployment of additional military assets to the Middle East, including ballistic missile defense destroyers and long-range B-52 bomber aircraft, serving as a warning to Iran as it and Israel trade tit-for-tat strikes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the provinces today. The division further states that there is an influence of westerly winds across the country and a partial influence of local winds along with the influence of a low-pressure system formed around Bangladesh and Assam, India. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 17.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 25.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. One of the most important days of the Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, is being observed today. Calendar Determination Committee says 37 minutes past 11 a.m. is auspicious to offer Tika this year. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba says criticism from opposition parties should be taken seriously to make government function more result-oriented. Nepal lose yet another match to the USA in the ICC World Cup League 2. And Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vows response to attacks on Iran and its allies. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.